You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We brought you up earlier, Jimmy, so maybe your ears were ringing, about living in New York. And we had this clip of Mondami, who basically said that we need to make buses free because the rate of bus drivers being attacked will go down if buses are free. Actually, play this one more time.
Give this to Jimmy.
I want to get your take on this. Oh, sorry.
It's free in New York City. When we made those bus routes free after a year, assaults on bus drivers dropped by 38.9%.
On the bus drivers?
On the bus drivers. Because unlike the train, the act of fare collection on the bus happens on the bus.
Yeah, yeah. It's their job,
And bus drivers and unions have shared anecdotally that about 50% of assaults happen around the fare box. So when you eliminate the fare box, you make for a safer experience for the bus driver, for everyone on the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just make buses free so they don't have to pay, and assaults on bus drivers will go down.
My God, Jimmy.
Yeah.
So instead of mugging the bus driver, you're mugging the taxpayer.
Well said.
Number one. Number two, any of their data analysis on crime is always a scam. Like, the cops are incentivized to underreport certain crimes. We just saw this in D.C. The NYPD gets accused of this all the time. But let me explain why this is a bad idea. Okay. And this matters. If you were to really talk stats without getting too far into the woods, most of these bus driver assaults are committed by homeless people, addicts, zombies that are walking the street. Okay, they currently get on the bus knowing they don't have the money, but they'll give it a shot. Now they're guaranteed to get let on the bus.
Yep.
So instead of 50% of the assaults occurring at the fare box, 100% of the assaults will occur at the back of the bus. And it's just, they're just for real. That's who rides the bus. Senior citizens ride the bus because it's easier than getting up and down the subway step. And sometimes when you're using a walker, you can't see the turd on the platform. So they take the bus if they can't take it. Yeah. So, all he's going to do is get old people beat up. And it's 1,000,000,000% common man. He's such a loser.
How are they, homeless people, if you don't have to pay to get on there, homeless people are just going to use it as their motorhome, right?
Yeah.
100%. Like, when you go on certain trains, like the one train's a good example.
Yeah.
You realize if you step in there after 3 a.m., you're actually in someone's house.
Okay. Ew.
Should I be taking my shoes off? You know, am I allowed to wear the shoes inside? I feel like I should have brought a bundt cake because you're just in a house. You're just in a traveling house.
It's smelly.
I know, it's disgusting, and that is the sad reality. When I was a cab driver, I used to get on the one train, the same train, every day at 4:04 in the morning on 102nd and Broadway, and it was the same people on the same train every day, because that became the lifestyle. It's sad, but making the bus free doesn't change that. It just thins out one neighborhood, and now I guess you can tell your friends you moved. You live on I live on the M99 bus now. Wow, look at you, fancy pants. Wow.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.